Welcome to the Healing Petloss podcast. My name is Marianne Susi. I'm the founder of healingpetloss.com and author of the books Healing Petloss, From Grief to Gratitude After Petloss, The Healing Petloss Two-Letter Writing Technique, and Healing Petloss Guilt. In this episode of the Healing Petloss podcast, we meet Angel Horse Hoochie. Hoochie was Polly's horse for 18 years. Hoochie was seriously injured in a tragic incident and had to be put down. Polly asked me to reach out to Hoochie in the afterlife. I connected with Polly's beloved horse Hoochie in a sacred spirit journey, which I will now share with you. As I begin the connection, I get a glimpse of Hoochie. It's nighttime. The star mark on her forehead shines with bright white light. I go briefly into my heart center. A white light there expands and fills and envelops me, so I become one big radiant white star shining in all directions. I sense Hoochie is attracted or drawn to that light, and I'm also reminded of the Ten of Stones card from the Gentle Tarot that I pulled earlier today, where the woman in the card has a white star on the forehead. With experiencing the sadness of reading about Hoochie's tragic passing, I center in my body and in my heart, calling out to my guides. Several of my guides are active, one holding a wand with a light at the end, another circling above, and another says, "I bring healing." My angel cat Minnie is very much present already now. I see her spreading flowers and petals on the area where Hoochie's passing took place. Minnie is radiant, and her love and light fills this entire place as she walks around, sprinkling flowers and petals on the ground. She also puts some on the nearby fence. I experience changes from dark, wet night to sunny, magical morning with birds singing in a blue sky. I then see in the east, where the sun is rising, Hoochie come walking with a white spot on her forehead shining brightly. Even in the daytime, it shines with divine light. She walks calmly and securely towards us, looking healthy and strong. As she comes closer, the other horses gather behind us and see Hoochie heading for our corner where Minnie's flowers are memorializing her. As Hoochie sees the flowers placed in her honor, we can feel powerful love coming from her. She has a very strong, motherly, compassionate energy. It feels like we are seeing her true self. Hoochie stops before me and nods with her head several times. I slowly hold out a hand, and Hoochie herself comes close and touches my hand with her head. I feel deeply honored and blessed. Hoochie says, "Thank you for coming to me from the heart. Your light shines bright. It matches my light. You have experienced living in fear and moved into faith, and I see that in you. Entering the spirit realm has connected me deeply with the divine and with my true self, and I now stand firmly, even embodying faith. I embody the strong maternal energy which is part of who I am, when I'm connected to my higher self." Hoochie turns to Minnie and says, "A special thanks to you, dear Minnie, for bringing the love and the flowers. I am deeply grateful for that." And now to Polly. "Step boldly forward and meet me heart to heart. I hold the love for you as you grieve and struggle with what happened on that last day. Embrace forgiveness, for without that, it is hard to move forward in faith and joy. I'm here to help you." Hoochie goes to Polly and bends her head right in front of Polly. Polly slowly reaches out a hand and touches Hoochie softly. Hoochie responds with a gentle push and then places her head on Polly's shoulder. Polly leans her head against Hoochie and closes her eyes while tears run down her cheeks, and she says, "I'm so sorry, Hoochie. I'm so sorry, and I love you so much." They stand close for a while, and Polly begins to be more calm. Hoochie holds Polly in her love and peace and in her forgiveness. Polly says to Hoochie, You look better than you ever have. And Hoochie says, yes, that's because I'm more myself than I ever was. If you haven't guessed it by now, I have some important lessons or offerings for you. See me as a kind of mirror. See how I went from fear to faith. See how I live aligned with who I truly am at a soul level and with the divine. You don't have to wait till you join me in the light. No, use the love and the strength I hold to take a bold leap now. Whatever has been holding you back from truly living a soul-led life, guided by your intuition and your precious heart, let it go and move into faith, into that place where your most confident, heart-centered self already lives. As you know, we horses have been serving and living with humans for a long time, but we have always maintained connection with our wild soul. We are strongly attuned to our humans and daily invite them to pay attention to and trust their intuition. I am with you still. I love you still. I always did, but fear was in the way. Now that fear is gone, I can stand by you in my full strength. Let go of judgment and don't overanalyze. Pass no blame, neither on yourself or on others. Simply embrace this moment where we are reunited in love, in peace, in gratitude. Thank you for standing by me and caring for me all these years. I love you, and I'm truly grateful for everything. Seize the moment, this moment, the now, in which our blessed friend Minnie has created a wonderful healing place here where tragedy happened. Just as she transformed the painful, heavy, sad energy into divine beauty, light, and love, so can the pain you feel in your heart and soul be transformed as well. Embrace gratitude, embrace light, embrace love. We hold it for you when you cannot do it for yourself. You are not alone. The land you walk on holds you in its love. The animals around you hold you in their love as well. Then Hoochie goes over to the other horses that have been eagerly waiting to greet her. She goes to each one and greets them warmly. It's an emotional reunion. Hoochie says, I am well. May you all be well too. May you be happy and joyful again. Cast off the trauma of what happened and center in the peace, love, and joy I hold for you. Enjoy the beautiful life you are blessed with. I'm here for you always. We will meet again. Till then, live in joy. Hearing that, Polly goes to Hoochie and embraces her, wrapping her arms around Hoochie's neck. And Hoochie smiles, I love you too, my dearest friend. I love you too. All is well. Call on me and I will come. We then see from Minnie's flower area a beautiful rainbow arising, beautiful colors moving up in the sky, creating a magnificent rainbow that goes all the way up to heaven. Minnie stands on the rainbow and says, are you coming? Hoochie goes to Minnie, and before they go, I quickly go to Minnie and bend down and kiss her and say, I love you so much, Minnie, more than you can ever know. Thank you for everything. And Minnie says, oh, I know. I see the love in your heart. I will see you in another journey. Then Minnie and Hoochie start walking up the rainbow. We wave to them. I feel deeply touched. It truly warmed my heart to see Hoochie in such good shape. She's an exceptional, beautiful, divine soul who we can all learn a lot from. Her mere presence is a comfort and a blessing. We see them disappear into the light, and I give thanks and end the journey. And that was the Sacred Spirit Journey with Angel Horse Hoochie. In response to the journey, Polly said, this is beyond words meaningful to me. Thank you for being a person who can bring back such authentic healing messages. You can see photos, read, and listen to this journey on my website, healingpetlas.com. And if you wish to receive a message from your own animal friend that has passed, go to healingpetlas.com and click the link at the top of the page where it says Receive a Message. Blessings and peace to you and your angel animals.